Alhamdulillah, Ya Hazrat Pir, help us in this Rajab, and may you be at our gate, that opening our gate to receive Allah's downpour of mercy that is destined for us. And may we not turn away from the mercy, may we not be ignorant of it, may we receive it fully and gratefully.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah. For the Rajab, you know, it's really, it's just the downpour. Just, it's so interesting that this rain comes. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to rain for 3 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we should look at this rain not as, oh, it's really, when is it going to stop raining? But rather, we should look at this rain as Allah's divine mercy and knowledge coming to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so as pure fruitfulness and mercy and love. It's an amazing, I don't know. It's interesting because it makes the climate a little cooler, which will be easier for those who are fasting. It is recommended, highly recommended, to fast the first 3 days of Rajab. So one can either do nothing in the Rajab and just receive the mercy, and that's all right too, as long as one is grateful, you know, for, because the gratitude itself is a prayer, is a form of zikr, so alhamdulillah. But it's very, very helpful to our own being if we fast. Fasting is amazing. You know, they've written books and volumes on fasting and the blessings of fasting. Of course, our nest doesn't like it. I mean, we want to get up and have our coffee and everything delicious. But the effect it has is very, very powerful. First of all, it somehow removes us from the world. It removes the world from us, I should say. So, you know, we're immediately protected from many things that we're otherwise vulnerable to. And certain states and moods and are sort of kept at a distance by the fast. It is called sometimes a fortress, or we're in a halvet. It's like its own little retreat, and it's a constant prayer. And you realize that when you're fasting, it's as though your body, your soul is praying to God. And yes, it has its weight. You know, it's, as I said, it's not. But it came to me today that it's better than in sickness. You know, it's somewhere in between being totally exuberant and healthy and fed and an illness. So it's like a little illness. You know, you feel toward the end of the day. Sometimes during the day one can be actually totally elevated and energized. So it depends. But then there are other moments, maybe particularly toward the afternoon, or where one, you know, one's energy is down. But inwardly, even though, and then sort of, if you see someone fasting, it's not very attractive. So we're told to put our best, but sometimes it's hard. But inwardly, if we could see the inner state of the fasting person, we would be amazed at the light. But we don't see that, so we just see the body, which is, you know, kind of trying to survive. And so it's a little burden. It's a light burden. It's not that bad, actually. It's just not that bad. And then, of course, we get cravings. But the craving is the perfect time to turn to Allah and say, you know, Madad Allah, make this craving for you. And we will immediately see a transformation. So, you know, fasting for Allah is nothing like fasting for yourself or for health or for looks. Or it's, you know, really, it's a total benefit. So, but it's not a farce in the Rajab. So we have to be very careful, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, very, very careful not to impose on people, on his community, what Allah did not ask for, but what simply came from his own. I think this is why it's called Sunnah. I think it came really from his own. Maybe it was divinely, of course it was divinely inspired, but it's a difference. In Ramadan, we fast because Allah has asked us to fast. And, you know, it's called farce. It's like a command, it's not, but I don't like using the word command because it sounds so authoritative. It's more a lot really pleading with us because it's really so good for us. The Rajab is not like that, or any other fast outside of the Ramadan is not like that. It's really our own desire to heal more quickly, to approach closer, you know, and to free ourselves. It's also tremendously freeing of our own limited burden. Speak about a burden is what we carry around every day, you know, is our unlimited self. That's our real burden. But anyway, alhamdulillah. But we cover that up sometimes with food, you know, and then we know about food addiction. Is then there really is a process going on of using something to try to avoid facing, you know, an inner pain or condition. So the fasting removes that. And usually in the Rajab it's easy, I must say, right? And of course we're not fasting the whole month. Some people do, though, and there's a whole group, and I'm sure we have one or two here who in Turkey already they fast the whole month. But let's be light on ourselves. Let's, inshallah, ask just for 3 days, and then maybe we'll fast. Also, it's recommended to fast the night of the Miraj, the day of the night before, so that's the 26th day of Rajab. That's also a very good day. Even if you fast one day, just fast one day, let's even just make the intention, since we haven't even been through 3 days, I think feel wiser just to say, Allah, give us at least a day tomorrow or any day. One day, it's said in the Rajab. So let's ask for that, alhamdulillah, for Allah's utter graciousness to us and make it so easy for us. I remember one of the dervishes, when I was a young dervish, prayed, oh Allah, it was during the Ramadan fast, and said, oh Allah, make it easy for us. And in my mind, I thought, well, that's, you don't pray to Allah to make the fast easy. You know, that seems like not the right thing. And now I pray in my older age, oh Allah, make it easy for us. We don't want more hardship. And nor does Allah want hardship for us. It's very interesting. Allah desires to cleanse us, cleanse the hearts, and that's what the fast helps to do, one of the things. So, inshallah, whether it's tomorrow or the next day or Thursday, which is a very holy night, Thursday night of Rajab is called Regaib, and it's the conception of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. So it's his conception night. So whenever Rajab begins, the first Thursday you come to is that Regaib night. Mm. And that's a very special night, very mystical night, lovely night. They honor it in Turkey, I think. It's not everywhere in all Islamic cultures, do they? But in Turkey they do. Mm-hmm. It's called Regaib Kandil. And so that's considered a very holy night also, and the next day for Juma, I'm going to try to be here for Juma, inshallah. And don't, you don't have to tell anybody whether you fast or not. That's totally between you and Allah. There's no, it doesn't matter to anyone else. Everything is between the soul and its Lord. You know, that's the beauty of this path. People are not looking over you. But do your tasbih, however. Realize that. That's very important. Do your tasbih. Your daily tasbih. That's very important. So, and read Quran. I mean, the Rajab is a wonderful time to start reading the entire Quran. You know, because we never, or very few people, as I said, Muzaffar Effendi finished. I mean, I know one Ramadan he finished 3 times. I'm sure there were others. Maybe he read it more. It wasn't even the end of Ramadan. He had already finished it 3 times. So, you know, but we need to start the Rajab. Way ahead. And may Allah bless our reading and reveal mysteries and secrets to us in it. Once we were upstairs on 3rd floor, and I was about to give a talk on something, and it started raining in the most amazing way. And so I stopped talking, and I said, let's listen to the sohbet of the rain. The rain was speaking. You know, you've all had experiences of listening to the rain falling on the earth or falling on a roof or in the trees. It's such an amazing, sweet sound. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And the rain.
Yeah.
Can you speak louder?
A little bit louder so that we can all hear.
Who is the grandson of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and brother of Hazrat Hussein, radiallahu anhu. He related that there are four nights in a year where the blessings, divine blessings, fall upon earth like rain.
Mm.
He used the phrase rain, rahmah.
Mm-hmm.
And four nights, the first night is the first night of Rajab.
MashaAllah, that's tonight.
Tonight, that's the importance of that night.
Oh.
And the other three nights are middle of Shaban, night of absolution, the night of the sacrifice, of the night of the feast of Ramadan, and the night of the...
The night before, prior to the feast, which isn't literally in the Ramadan anymore, it's the beginning of the next month.
And also the night of the feast of the sacrifice.
Of Abraham.
So this is one of the four nights.
Beautiful.
And fasting, month of Rajab. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking by a cemetery. He stopped by and he shed tears and prayed and shed tears. There was one sahaba with him. I can't remember.
Sahaba's companion.
Sahaba with him. And then they walked down, said, addressed to the sahaba, we stopped and we prayed because some people here in the cemetery were in difficulty. So we prayed, we supplicated, Allah has lifted their difficulty. And he says, wish they have fasted one day in Rajab in their lives, one day in their one day. So that's fasting in Rajab. And also it said that there is one of the rivers in the Jannah, in the paradise, is named Rajab. And those who fast one day in Rajab will be given from the water of river of Rajab, and those who drink that the river's water will never be thirsty again. That's the fasting in Rajab. And honoring the month of Rajab. Because month of Rajab is known as Shahrullah, month of Allah. Shahrullah. And as we know, in this month, it is forbidden to make any war, any kind of war. It's totally forbidden in this month. In this month of Rajab, honoring the month, there was one lady working in one of the mosques in Jerusalem. And whenever Rajab came, and she was the cleaning lady of the mosque, whenever Rajab came to honor the month, every day she would recite 12 ikhlas, additional 12 ikhlas every day. And one Rajab again, she calls her son and says, "Oh son, when I pass away on my shroud, I want you to put on this clothes that I am wearing now, because these are the clothes that I work on and I recite in the Rajab. So this is one will that I have from you. Put these clothes on my shroud when I pass away." So her time came. She passed away, but her son remembered the will, the wish of the mother, but couldn't put himself to make that will. Because after all, there was friends and not so friends, and people would criticize him, "What is this? You cannot get a new shroud for your mother." So he couldn't pull himself, so they did the ceremony with the brand new shroud. So that night, he has a dream. In the dream, the mother comes and upset. He says, "Oh son, one will I had from you, and you didn't do that." So the next day, son goes to the cemetery, takes the mother's clothes. He has to do this. So he's struggling with himself. So he opens up the grave finally. And then the mother is not there. So now he is in shock and weeping. what to do now? So then he hears a voice. The voice says, did you not know, have you not heard? The ones who honor the month of Recep will not be left alone in their graves.
Mm.
And this is from Efendi.
Alhamdulillah. Mashallah.
Honoring the month of Recep.
Mashallah. How beautiful. Let's make a fatiha for that woman and her son. For all those who honor the Recep and ask to be among those. This is Ya Hazreti Pir Nur Din Barai. Ya Allah, Fatiha, Allahumma, Salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad,
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladina An'amta Alayhim. Ghayru Maghdubi Alayhim wa Ad-Dallin. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful. Amen.